Okay, today by the Shem, we're beginning the ninth parak of Maseches Babasa. We're up to parak test, Mishnah Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Misha meis v'niach banam banas. If a person dies and he has sons and daughters, daughters don't get any Yerusha when there are sons. So b'zman shana chasim rubim, when there's a lot of, it's a large estate, meaning big enough that the sons and the daughters will both be able to live off of the estate and there will still be left over. Habanim yoshuva banas izonu. So then the regular Yerusha goes to the sons, and the daughter, and the sons are going to have to support the daughters. They're going to have to give them mezonos. Nechasim u'atin, but if there's not enough to support all the kids until everyone becomes an adult, habanos yizonu v'habanim yishalu al psachim. Well, then we take the estate and we use it to provide mezonos for the daughters and the sons if they have to go begging at, you know, if they have to go begging on people's doors for food and for money. That's what they'll have to do. Meaning the daughters get the supporting the daughters with their basic necessities takes precedence. Admon Omer b'shvil shani zachrif zadi. Admon says, what kind of religion is this? Because I'm a male, I'm going to lose out. That doesn't make sense. So the halacha should be when the Yerusha is not big enough to support everybody until everyone's an adult, then the sons and the daughters should get whatever they can get, and whatever they're short, they're going to have to go begging. Amram Gamliel, Roani is Devrei Admon. Ram Gamliel says, I think what Admon says makes the most sense. Mishnah Beis, Hiniach Banim Ubanos V'Tumtum. What if he leaves sons, daughters, and a Safek, a Tumtum? So B'zman Shanachasim Rubim, when there's plenty of money in the state, Hazcharim Dochim also Eitzel Nekevos. The Zacharim can say, you're not going to get a chelik of the Yerusha because we're not convinced that you're a male. Maybe you're only entitled to mezonos like a girl. The chasim huatim. And if there's not so much money in the estate, so all the estate is going to go to the to paying for the mezonos of the daughters. The girls can say to this tumtum, we're not convinced that you're a girl and that you're entitled to mezonos. Maybe you're like a zachar, and therefore you're not entitled to anything. If a person says, if my wife gives birth to a baby boy, he should get 100 zuz as a matana. Yolda zachar no talmana. So if she gives birth to a baby boy and the father is still alive, so the baby gets a mana because that's a matana. Nekeva masayim. If the father says, if she gives birth to a girl, then I want the girl to get 200 zuz. Yelda nekeva natalis masayim. Good. So if he gives birth to a girl, she'll get 200 zuz. Im zachar manim nekeva masayim. If he says that he makes a tanai, if the baby's a boy, I want to give him a mana, and if it's a girl, I want her to get 200 zuz. So yelda zachar unikeva, and then it's twins, a boy and a girl. Zachar notalmanav nekeva notalis masayim. Each gets what they were promised. Yolda tumtum eino notel. But if she gave birth to a tumtum, he doesn't get anything because it's not a boy and it's not a girl. But if he says, whatever gender my wife gives birth to, he should get a matana, then even a tumtum will get, because he is whatever gender. It's not a clear gender, but it's whatever gender. And if there's no other yoresh except for the tumtum, then he's going to get the entire Yerusha, because it doesn't matter if he's a son or a daughter. If you have only one child, that child receives the Yerusha. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we said that if a person has sons and daughters and there's a lot of nechasim, the sons get a Yerusha and they have to support the daughters. If there's not a lot of nechasim, the daughters get mezonos and the sons are going to have to go begging. Admon says that doesn't make any sense, but men should never have to lose out, and rather everyone should just split it for their own mezonos, and whatever they're short, they're short. And Rav Gamliel agreed with Admon. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that if a person leaves sons, daughters, and a tumtum, so if there's a Yerusha being divided out for the sons, so they could tell this tumtum, we don't believe you're a male. If there's no Yerusha, it's just mezonos being provided for the nekevos, the girls could say, we think you're a male, we don't think you're a female, and therefore you're not entitled to the mezonos. If a guy makes a deal that he's giving a matana to his child, to his unborn child, that if it's a boy, it should be X amount of money, if it's a girl, it should be X amount of money, so then whatever it is, we follow through. But if it's a tumtum, it doesn't get anything. Unless he says that I don't care the gender of the child, I want him to get X amount. So then that child, regardless, even if it's a tumtum, would get X amount. And not only that, if a tumtum is the only child, then the tumtum receives the entire Yerusha. Next time we'll pick up with Parak Tes Mishnah Gimel.